Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Dukes and Bell, presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All the great ones play to their quarterback's strengths. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind coming up. And also our buddy Mike Griffith from Dog Nation will join us from the AJC as well to talk about the dogs at camp. But Mike, I was just looking at this, kind of funny in a way, but you think about the best play callers in football, and this is going to get back to the Falcons here in a second, but, you know, I don't think anybody debates Sean McVay. The curious thing about McVay is he thought Jared Goff was really good. They went to Super Bowl with Jared Goff. But then he was like, I can get Matthew Stafford. I want that guy instead. And then they win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And Stafford's the MVP and, you know, the rest of the story. But Kyle Shanahan, when you think about the quarterbacks that, you know, he's had, right, and we're just talking about play callers playing to the strengths of your quarterback. He had Robert Griffith in Washington. Robert Griffith had a great run for about 3 years until he got hurt. But then you talk about, you know, coming to Atlanta, turning Matt Ryan into an MVP. We go to a Super Bowl. Then he goes 2 years later, by the way, because I think in 2019 they went to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback
right
before Brock Purdy took over. And everybody talks about Purdy, and you know how I feel about Purdy. I think he's a system dude. But with that said, that's the brilliance of Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to play to the strengths of my quarterbacks and make them better, and that entail makes the team better. So what can this offense be with Tua as QB1? Now, I'm not claiming he is because that's not official. We're just telling you that's what I think, okay? I've been saying that for months now. But Mike Sando came on the show yesterday, writes for The Athletic, national NFL writer, and he said one general manager told him that Tua is good if. If.
Yeah, I take it to mean that he's not going to work everywhere in every scheme. You're not just going to drop him in and have it work well. The ball has to come out of his hands quickly, and that's for his preservation as well. He's obviously had, you know, he could be one concussion away from retirement at any time, given his history. But you want to basically do what Mike McDaniel did with him when they were at their best. They had some really good talent, and he was able to, you know, create quick throws for him to guys who were able to get open quickly. Tyreek Hill, obviously, one of them. So you don't want him standing in there, hanging in there, having to muscle the ball down the field. That's not going to be his game.
And that's it. I mean, we talked about how he looks. Is he going to does he throw as pretty a pass, a deep ball as Michael Penix? No. That's one thing that Michael Penix Jr. has. The only problem is it's going to take three more weeks. As he told us yesterday, guys, if you missed the conversation, it's on the Odyssey app. But Michael Penix Jr., he's listening to the doctors. And, you know, I think Carl and I, we want to see him kind of puff his chest out and say, like, I'm going to win this job back. And I don't know. That's just not the way he feels comfortable saying something like that. You know, but remember, this is a guy that was down there fighting for a ball in a scrum against the Titans last year. There's alpha. And we know it's not like Michael's not beta. But it's just, I don't know if he's just kind of down in the dumps and he's got to watch all this. And it's still one of the things, because to Carl, to the naked eye, to you and I, Penix looks great.
Yeah.
But he's still not cleared.
Yeah.
And Tua is just now starting to do things. And by the way, it wasn't like Tua was blowing doors either, because Tua was limited by his back. I thought yesterday and a little bit day before was the first time that Tua's been able to kind of step into it. You feel that way?
Yeah, no, look, I'm trying to judge them on the amount of work. The problem with Penix is when you go through a full practice, okay, just an example here, and you've got three team periods where for, let's just say, 15, 20 minutes, you're going to work 11 on 11. He's not out there. So that's three periods in a practice where the guy who you may want to start is not on the field because he's not been cleared. So that is hard to judge when you're missing out on that amount of time. And I'm just guesstimating here, but let's just say it's 10 minutes. That's 30 minutes of time in an hour and 30-minute practice that he's not out there in 11 on 11. So that's the problem with Penix. The deal with Tua is he's in 7-on-7, but then you get to the 11-on-11, and then you got Jack Strand and Cooper Rush getting reps.
I've seen more snaps from Jack Strand than all the other quarterbacks combined.
All of them.
Because Cooper got called into camp late because they didn't like Simeon, whatever, didn't fit to what Stefanski wanted, so they cut him. But honestly, and Jack Strand is an unpolished – you're going to see Jack Strand, guys, in the preseason games if you haven't been able to make it up to Falcons camp. But and he's a big guy, and as Carl said, he makes mistakes, but he's got a cannon for – you see why they picked him up as an undrafted free agent. But you're right. And I don't think – I know he said game one and game three of the preseason is how he likes to play his starters. I don't think he puts two out there.
I don't either. I just don't. I mean, look, you
– we're 8 days away from the first preseason game.
But if Penix is unavailable
– Penix isn't playing at all. Penix is not going to play the preseason.
Then why would you risk the next guy?
Right.
That's my thought. I wouldn't do it if I was him.
I guess the only time that Tua is going to be in a real game time situation will be that scrimmage that they're going to have in Indianapolis.
Yes.
We won't get, hopefully we'll get to see some video from.
Yeah, I think you're right. 404-726-0929. That is why this offense can be successful. And I think that goes for Michael Penix, too. We asked him yesterday about how he feels about this offense. He thinks it suits him well. He feels really good about it. So, I think both of these guys understand what they're trying to do as far as Kevin Stefanski, Tommy Rees, the offensive coordinator. That is why you should have a little bit of hope that, okay, this thing can be really good, but you got to play to the strengths, you know? And Andy Reid, like, I want to put him up there, and he's a great play caller, but he got a different dude with Patrick Mahomes. Again, a lot of that is just, Mike, I'm going to create something here and make a play, and that's why this knee injury to Mahomes is kind of interesting as we get ready to start the season, because there's been a lot more of that to Mahomes than just these set plays that Andy Reid has set him up for and getting guys open. Yes, that has happened too, but when you go through the highlight reel, it's Mahomes just creating.
No, it's improvisation. It's wide receivers or running backs specific, and tight ends, certainly Kelce coming back to the ball. You're right. So you take away the mobility of Mahomes, he's not the same guy. That joke about, remember Ryan Clark going, I don't see Peyton Manning or Tom Brady as transformative quarterbacks. He said that Mahomes was. Ryan's had an agenda. That's why he's not at ESPN anymore. But Mahomes is a guy that is certainly, made things happen with his legs, bought time
in
the pocket.
I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. All right. I also think there are other guys when you start talking about playing to the strengths of your quarterback. Matt LaFleur with the Packers. Jordan Love's another guy, right? So that is what our staff is going to have to do with Tua, and it's what they're going to have to do with Michael Penix. And if those things happen, then Drake's going to get his balls. Bijan's going to be Bijan.
Right.
Kyle Pitts will be Pitts. There'll be another breakout guy, whether it's Branch or Jahan Dotson, who we spoke to early in camp. Those things will all play out, and that's what gives me hope that this offense can be really successful. And that is why I believe – I didn't believe last year that the OC knew how to make the quarterback better. I didn't believe that.
No, and as look, we said it and you heard it in our conversation yesterday. He is still, you know, that thing still exists with Tua about the concussion.
Oh, sure.
It's still part of it. I think he's just...
Jiu-jitsu, though.
He certainly now knows to avoid the big contact in the NFL. They never let you near the quarterback anyway. But that is a guy that, like, if he wins the job, that's why it makes it so hard for Michael Penix. The reality is, if Tua wins this job, then Michael Penix Jr.'s future as a Falcon is in doubt. Because when does he ever get a chance to compete for that job? Unless Tua really, really blows it in a big way or has an injury.
Well, look, I mean, last year was a blank show down there in Miami. But remember, he did get benched last year at the end of the season. So, of course, it took a turn for the worst. And he said to us, flat out in our face, I got to play better. Because I was trying to get out of him what a crap show it was. And he wasn't willing to go there. But he said, look, I got to play better. And he took the onus of his responsibility. But, Mike, that's the only way that I would see it happening. It'd have to go bad. We're in another losing streak. Oh, don't do this to me. And then the decision is made, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, you're right. I think it makes it very tough if you're playing well. And, by the way, that also means if you're losing close games and your quarterback's playing well, that ain't grounds to bench him.
No. I mean, where are we going to get the pass rush from? You know, the other side of the equation. You know, if this team was everything, you know, the way it finished last year, four-game win streak, defense really getting after the quarterback. Run, as you said, run stopping was still an issue for us all last year. But not being able to, if we can't replace Caden Ellis, we don't know. We gave you all the young guys and some guys on one-year contracts battling to maybe take over for the job that was going to be Jalen Walker's and, of course, Pierce's suspension. You know, so you could have good quarterback play. Bijan could be humming. Drake, all the things you just talked about. Can't wait. I cannot wait, really, to see Zachariah Branch out there, you know, in the regular season. But all that could go really well, but does the defense take the big step backwards?
That's a good question. That is a very, very good question. And by the way, I had a guy hit me up today real quick while we're talking about this quarterback thing and what this offense may or may not be, Mike. And he was adamant in saying, after hearing our conversation yesterday with Michael Penix, that basically we don't understand that the Falcons are setting this up, that Penix is going to be the guy. And my response, plain and simple, was there are no loyalties here. These guys did not draft Michael Penix. We've talked about it at nauseam, Mike. Right. There are no loyalties to, man, we absolutely have to play this guy to save our jobs. They don't.
No, I mean, there's a degree of a disconnect if you didn't draft the player. You know, and again, they might evaluate Michael Penix differently than Fontenot's group. And they're never going to say anything negative about a quarterback. It's not going to make it to the media, to the public. But they might not have that belief that some of the fans have in Michael Penix Jr.
Sure.
And the reality of it now is, guys, if you don't believe us, and some of you still don't believe us, you heard the man himself say it to the press conference a week ago, and he told us yesterday, there's still going to be a waiting for that word from the doctors to let him go out there and compete. We're as disappointed as you are.
But you know what's
concerning? We wanted to see him compete in this job. I mean, we've seen him look good, and to the naked eye, he certainly looks like he could go and be a starter on 11-on-11, but they're not going to let him do that.
What's concerning, though, to me, Mike, is like, the date. I said this to you yesterday. Like, I'm waiting for him to go, man, I got an appointment on the 20th. Y'all.
Yeah, we asked him, when's the doctor's appointment? When's the evaluation?
And I'll be in his office, and we'll get those CAT scans and x-rays and everything else. Whatever it's going to take. He said, I don't know. That's concerning to me. You don't have a date? We don't have the checkup date?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Penix can't play if the doctors don't clear him, says our man D, watching us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Fred says, oh, I'm going to tee this up where I know we're going to catch a break.
What's that?
What's Carl's beef with Penix?
I don't have one.
It's no beef.
I'm just telling you what the facts are.
You want us to lie to you?
I don't have one.
We can lie. We don't do that on this program, man. We tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.